well, as his father and his grand, are working in a boat, they're building on the River Thames. One day Chip was hard at work, the devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bucket full of nails. The devil said, and the Chip, take his nails and copper roll, but you also have to take this rod, and I will take your soul. Chip despised the rat, and the rat squealed and hissed, but the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he took me to the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step to the back. But the devil I wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he beat him in the eye. It seemed as if the river rats fell under Satan's spell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master and I get huge ship. A lemon knows a bit, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats and through the planks they chew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. I got you, Chip.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fold On 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tim. Last week I was away, and I'd like to thank my good friend Marielle for doing an amazing job hosting last week's episode of We All Fold On while I was in snowy and cold Winnipeg city of Manitoba. This is in Canada, but it's colder than here. I'm back, and I'm excited to be on air again, and welcome to the show, my friends. I'm, as usual, excited to be here. This is a big success. Today's show is dedicated to only one band, one Canadian band through the Scottish roots, a band from Vancouver, British Columbia, and the band which is absolutely magnificent on stage, on the album, on the record, anywhere they appear themselves through the help of their awesomeness. Today's show is dedicated to Fat Track Chords recording artist The Real McKenzies. I personally absolutely in love with this band, and their albums, their live shows, their style always impress me, and Real McKenzies totally deserve their own show because of their status in Canadian punk rock scene. But I was planning to do the whole show focused on this band, on The Real McKenzies, for a long, long time. But I decided to do it today because there is a very good reason. Because The Real McKenzies, they are playing two shows this week in Vancouver, both shows at the Media Club. The first show is tonight, March 10th. Thursday tonight, the Media Club and the Rectals are opening for that, for The Real McKenzies. And tomorrow is the second show, March 11th, that's Friday, and it's at the Media Club as well. And the Slingshot are opening for The Real McKenzies tomorrow night. Later on, I'm planning to do a phone interview with Gord Taylor, who is a bagpipes player in The Real McKenzies. And today I'm planning to play different songs by The Real McKenzies. And if you would like to hear your favorite tune on the show. So tonight you can call me at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. And you can also find, I have a status update on Facebook, and if you would like to request a song, you can just leave it there and I can play some Real McKenzie's song for you. As well, I'm planning to play some songs by The Enigmas, the first band by Paul McKenzie. And yeah, this show will be focused on this amazing band, The Real McKenzie's. I started the show with a song Chip called, from their last studio album Off the Leash, but their latest release to date is the live acoustic album called Shine and Burn. The album was recorded in Germany, and I would like to play a couple songs for you from this live acoustic record. So let's start. I'd like to start with Nessie. This is The Real McKenzie from the live acoustic album Shine Not Burn, and this is We All Fall Down.
Things to do in my old age, and that is getting fucked up on alcohol.
Hey, man.
How many people have to get fucked up on alcohol? It's legal.
Hey, man.
In most places.
Hey, Paul, man. I'm also really stoned, man.
Yeah, well, Bone, maybe it's because you were, like, token on the doobie.
Yeah, man.
Are you a Doobie Brother?
Yeah.
Can you hear the Doobie Brothers now?
Oh, yeah, man.
Jesus is just all right with me.
Oh, yeah,
fuck you,
man.
Fuck you. This song is about drinking.
Your hippie shit. Come on.
So let's go pickle. Now, the next problem is, can I remember the lyrics?
Probably not.
While I wasn't so fickle with my pain.
a dirty word.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We heard some songs from The Real Mackenzies from their live album, a live acoustic album called Shine Not Burn. And I have Gord Taylor, who is a bagpipe player from the band, on the phone. Can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here, Tim.
This is a big success. Thank you, technology, that everything is working fine.
Yeah, nice clear signal. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Just recovering here from a night of partying, hanging out in East Van, getting ready for tonight's show.
So everyone is Vancouver?
I think everybody got here. I'm kind of out of the loop, but we had had some big problems with getting our tour van registered. It was registered to just one of our guys, Paul McKenzie, and he was overseas, so we had a hard time getting our guys picked up from Seattle. But I think everybody got here now, and we're all gearing up to get going.
This is amazing. I knew that Real Mackenzie is basically from Vancouver, British Columbia, but I know you guys live all over the place. Could you please tell me about the logistics of the band? How is it easy to get everyone together for the tour?
It's not easy, Tim. For the life of this band, you're right. They started in Vancouver, British Columbia about 1992 or so. And as the life of the band has gone on, members have come and go, and now none of us live in the same city. There's still a few of us from Vancouver, this has always been a band that's really never practiced. We've just written songs and then showed up on stage, had a couple days rehearsal, and boom, out the gates, and away we go. So logistically, we don't have a whole lot to figure out. We don't really get together and practice. We get together and write once in a while, and I'm working on a new electric album right now to sort of complement our acoustic album. You mentioned you were just playing that.
Yeah. I played a couple songs from Shine Not Burn.
Right on. That was recorded in Berlin at Wild at Heart. That was the Mackenzie started doing entirely acoustic shows and playing some of their great rock and roll electric tunes just acoustically, and sort of trying a different thing. And the Mackenzies have always been sort of a folk rock or a hard folk band, and you know, it's nice to be able to go into a small pub where they don't have a big PA system and still be able to have a really cool acoustic show. So we've been doing a lot of that, but tonight in Vancouver and tomorrow night are going to be both electric.
You just mentioned the Wild at Heart pub in Germany. Why did you pick this place to record the album, and what's special about this place?
It's more Kreuzberg, Berlin. Wild at Heart is in an area of Berlin called Kreuzberg, which is a pretty close home of the Real Mackenzies. When we go over to tour overseas, our home base is Berlin, and we have a booking agent and manager named Moody's Booking Bureau, and he hooks us up. So we all have a pretty big love of Berlin and a love of Kreuzberg, and I think that's why Wild at Heart came up.
Okay, yeah, because I saw the pictures. It looks like a really neat place.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. It doesn't. It looks a lot bigger on the album art than it is in person. But no, it is a pretty cool place, and it's got a lot of history to it.
I have the record which I ordered from Fat Rec, and there's a picture of two, like the whole band, and there's two additional musicians, Magdalena Schmidt and Randy Stiefis, and they played violin and banjo. Are they longtime friends of the band, or you just found some musicians to complete your acoustic sound for this album?
Definitely longtime friends. The Mackenzies roster has changed a lot over the years. Randy Stiefis is actually our sound engineer, and he's also very musically inclined and plays the banjo. And when we did that Wild at Heart recording, he sort of just set everything up and then stepped off to the side and played his banjo for the show. Magdalena as well, she's a longtime friend of the band, and same thing, she's not on the roster, nor is Randy. It's probably important to say the roster that we're playing with tonight and tomorrow is going to be Paul McKenzie, of course, Dirty Kurt Robertson, one of the original guitarists from 1993 or so, Mark the Bone Boland, another longtime member, about 10 years he's been playing, Sean Sellers from Good Riddance, he's been in for about 6 years. Next is probably me. I'm Gord Taylor. I'm playing the bagpipes, and I've been writing for the Mackenzies for about 8 years, but only touring full-time for a few years, touring for probably 4 years altogether, and full-time for maybe two, and finally Gwomper from Smoker, Fire, and a Veil, and he's going to...
Oh. Up. Sorry, my friends, looks like the signal just cut off. I'll call Gordon back, and while I'm calling him back, I'll play some songs for you, if you don't mind. Okay, what do I have? I have That's the next song I would like to play for you. Scots Wha Hey. I think that should be good. Okay, let's listen to some real Mackenzies while I'm calling Gordon back. Hello, you still listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I have Gord again on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can again. Sorry for cutting out there. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but happens. It's on air, so happens sometimes. So, yeah, well, you said something to someone from Smoke or Fire?
Smoke or Fire. Gwamper from Smoke or Fire is playing bass for us, yep.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a lineup. We've done, like I say, about 4 months, but that's just straight touring. We've been together with this lineup for about 6 or 8 months, and it's been going really well.
Okay, and I know that you don't have that much time. Last question. You mentioned something about recording a new album. Could you please just give us some information about that?
Well, we're dying to get a new electric album out, and we all have tons of material. Like you mentioned, the logistics of us getting together is kind of difficult, but it's not so bad, and we're like I say, working on it right now. Hopefully for get it all together by maybe fall of next year for release in 2012, early 2012.
Oh, this is amazing. And it's probably most likely it will be Fight Track Chords again.
I think so. We haven't made any changes with that. So yeah, no, Fat's been treating us pretty well, and I hope we're treating Fat pretty well. It's a good relationship.
Yeah. Again, thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for interview. And I'll see you tonight. Thank you for all the information.
No problem, Tim. If you don't mind me plugging one more thing, I just wanted to
say
the Real Mackenzies are starting a all Canadian tour starting today, and there's tour dates on www.realmackenzies.com. Looking forward to get started, going Vancouver to Halifax, back to Vancouver.
This is amazing.
Right on.
Thank you so much, my friend. Good luck, and I'll see you tonight. I'm excited for tonight's show, and I'm sure it will be a special night.
Thanks, Tim. I'm going to make sure it's a great show for you.
Thank you so much.
Right on.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Gordon from The Real Mackenzies. They are playing tonight the show at the Media Club, and they're playing the show tomorrow at the Media Club as well. And I am definitely going, and I already have my tickets, so I'm excited for tonight and tomorrow. Okay, let's listen some more Real Mackenzies, and yeah, I'd like to play you some more. So I'd like to play a song called Lest We Forget from their album Oot and a Boot, which came out in early 2000 on Honest Dawn Records. So let's listen to Lest We Forget.
Leadership and other became slaves. Brother against brother, Cain and Abel were both wrong. At each other since the dawn of civilization. We ran into the darkness and dirty human hearts. Into ways of enlightenment they call the Renaissance. Combining of the classes, breeding ignorance and hate. Remember what you get when you amalgamate church and state. Lest we forget. Lest we forget. Prejudice and power shift the scheme, ending in a blaze of bombs and artillery. Lest we forget. Lest we forget.
Amnesty, UBC strives to fight against the violation of human rights around the world. That's why on March 12th, Amnesty International will be hosting their annual conference, When is a Democracy Not a Democracy?, featuring speakers like Max Cameron, Margot Young, Sophia Woodman, and Don Wright. The conference will give participants the chance to enjoy speakers, workshops, and food, as well as network, learn, and be part of the fight for human rights. And here's the best bit. The conference is free and open to everyone. All you need to do is show up. That's on March 12th at 1:30 p.m. in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center's Lillooet Room. For more information, you can contact amnestyubc@gmail.com. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fold On 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Today, I'm doing the whole show, which is dedicated to one band, the band called The Real Mackenzies. They're the local band from Vancouver, British Columbia. And we just had Gord, who is the bagpipe player. He plays bagpipes. And we did an interview. He told us about upcoming Canadian tour and upcoming, finally, studio album, which hopefully will be released by the beginning of 2012. And as I mentioned earlier, tonight and tomorrow night, the Real Mackenzies, they are playing two shows at the Media Club on March 10th today. The Rectal's opening, and tomorrow the Slingshot at March 11th. They're opening for the Real Mackenzies tomorrow. We just heard lots of songs by Real Mackenzies. The last song was I Hate My Band from the album called 10,000 Shots, which this album came out in 2005. Before that, we heard a song called Poor Decisions. That's probably my favorite song by the Real Mackenzies. And that was a request from Johnny. From Bone Daddies. It was a personal request. Before that, we heard Whiskey Squatch, Scotch Whiskey. And Lest We Forget, that was the other song. So we heard four songs by the Real Mackenzies. I'd like to play you a couple songs by the band called The Enigmas. The Enigmas, they are a local band, the band from Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is the first band by Paul Mackenzie. Paul Mackenzie, who is who is the Real Mackenzies, his first band, they released two albums, and those albums are pretty rare in Vancouver and CITR, in the library at CITR, we have the both records here. The first one is self-titled five-song EP, and there is an album which has six songs and called Strangely Wild. So I'd like to play a couple songs for you from those two records, and it's really interesting to see and to hear Paul's voice about 20 years ago, because the first one was released back in 1983 and the second one is 1985. The lineup of the band was Paul Mackenzie, who was playing saxophone and singing, Brian Olenek, Mike Davis, and Randy Bowman. And Randy Bowman is known for being a drummer for Subhumans. So I'd like to play you some songs by The Enigmas, and the first one is Teenage Barnacle, and it's off their debut self-titled release. So this is The Enigmas on We All Fall Down. We'll be right back.
right. He displays his will to fight. He's seen them suffer storm and cry. He swore to see those soldiers die. Puncho wants to change your day. There must be a better way. Puncho taking a position against a selfish politician.
Puncho Villa,
what's the solution?
Puncho Villa,
a revolution.
Puncho Villa,
don't you know you're a hero? Poncho's dedicated soul swears that he will gain control of Mexico, no matter what the cost. Half his men already lost.
Poncho Villa,
what's the solution?
Poncho Villa,
a revolution.
Poncho Villa,
don't you know you're a hero?
Poncho Villa,
what's the solution?
Poncho Villa,
a revolution.
Poncho Villa,
don't you know you're a hero?
Thank you.
You're invited to a showcase of some of Thailand's most memorable highlights, including beautiful traditional dances, talented Thai musicians, and delicious Thai cuisine. This event presents an enjoyable opportunity to reconnect with the people, the country, and the culture of Thailand right here at UBC. So come and celebrate Thai culture, support your friends, and enjoy a spectacular evening at Thai Night 2011, March 12th in the Sub Ballroom on UBC campus. Please reserve your tickets early. In previous years, this event has been sold out. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. Tickets will be sold at the Sub on Tuesday, March 8th from 11 till 4 and up until the event through members of the UBC Thai Ayara Exec team. Contact them by phone at 604-783-9499 or email them at info@2010.ubcthai.ca. For more information, please visit www.ubcthai.ca.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. This is We All Fall Down. We are almost done. We just heard a couple songs from The Enigmas, the first band which Paul McKenzie was in. The first one was the self-titled album from 1983. And we heard the songs called Teenage Barnacle and Pancho Villa. And the last song, it was from their second release, which came out 1985. And it was the song called Windshield Wiper. So I'm almost done. Robin with an Ingstats is already here. Tonight, the Real McKenzies, they're playing the show at the Media Club, and the Rectals are opening, and tomorrow, the Real McKenzies, the second night at the Media Club as well, and the Slingshot is opening for them. So I would love to see everyone tonight and tomorrow night, because I'm going both nights, because I do love the Real McKenzies, amazing band, and I do highly recommend you to come visit and check them out live, because it will be an amazing live performance and it will be a big success. That was We All Fall Down. You can find, if you like what you heard, you can find the podcast on CITR.ca or WeAllFallDownCITR.tumblr.com. Thank you so much, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. And I would like to finish with a song called Bugger Off. And I'm Bugger Off. That's it. Bye bye.
Well, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. Yeah, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of bloody swine that's refused to leave the trough. You'll get Neymar this evening, so you better bugger up. You've been a splendid audience, but all your time is past. So, Georgie, I'll be letting the door hit you in the arse. You've been a lovely audience, but oh, enough's enough. We take it very kindly if you'd all just bugger up. Well, bugger, you bastards, bugger up. You'll get no more this evening, so you better bugger up. And here's to all the smoking vixens waiting for the band. I'm thinking maybe one of them might make a one night stand. But please don't take offense, because this song is not for you. To be happy to regret you when this pretty crappy stage. Oh, bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. You're like a hundred fucking swine that's refused to leave the truck. You'll get me more this evening, so you fuckers bugger up. Now you're promising the ladies a night of love and bliss. On your butt, you try to stand up, shit, a piss. So give it up, you fucking wide old cunt, you'll not be lame. The sooner you are out of here, the quicker we'll be banned. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up.
truck. You'll get no more this evening, so you better bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of fucking swine, it's the future in the truck. You'll get no more this evening, don't you bastards, bugger up. You'll get no more this evening, stinking fuckers, bugger up. So haul your asses out of here, you catching bugger up.
French Connection avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin. Pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
There is more money in my pocket.
And you're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the radio show about comics. I'm having a hard time downloading this week's show. I don't know, what? Internet, why aren't you behaving with me? My guest this week will be Jimmy Bilyeu. He is a Quebecois cartoonist. His first book just came out from my publisher, Conundrum Books, fantastic publisher everyone should be checking out. I really enjoyed his book, and I think you should too. I don't know why the name is totally jumping out of my head. Jimmy, what was your book's name? Oh, sigh. We'll discuss it in a couple seconds on the interview. Up next this week, I have some other great interviews coming up. You can check on the InkStuds website, inkstuds.org, including a fantastic talk I did with today. I talked to English cartoonist Daryl Cunningham about his book Psychiatric Tales, and it's really great, honest look at mental health from an English perspective, from the support mechanisms they have there in England. He worked in mental health in the UK, where they have the National Health Service. I really enjoy talking to him, as well other interviews coming up. I'm going to be doing one with Joe Sacco about his latest book, Footnotes of Gaza, and oh, so many more. I'm going to be talking to Blake Bell about his book about Bill Everett, the creator of Submariner, and a thwackload of other creators, or creations, I should say. Really fascinating artwork. The man lived life, I guess, hard. A lot of alcoholism, but it was really interesting. I don't know. I'm looking forward to talking about him. It's his work. You can see a lot of influence on stuff like Charles Burns, but this is someone who's a Golden Age cartoonist, Silver Age cartoonist. So take a look, take a listen, and yeah, I'll see y'all later.
Forget the songs that made you smile and the songs that made you cry.